You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Good morning, good Monday morning. Maybe it's Monday evening if you've tuned in at 8:45. Maybe it's lunchtime here at 11:45 on our AM station. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you, no matter what time it is, that you've tuned in here today to WGOD to hear a word from God. We are going to hear today James chapter 3. I've entitled this sermon, Woe to You Teachers, because that's where we're at here. James chapter 3, there is a strict warning coming from the apostle today on all teachers. So teachers, beware. All you teachers out there, tune in here. Don't miss this program. If you'd like a copy of this whole CD, write to me. My email address, paul@wmiefm.com. There is a big burden on us teachers, no matter what you're a school teacher, whether or not you're a Sunday school teacher, Bible teacher, because people look up to us for the truth. And as a special warning to all school teachers, especially public school teachers. And that's the crux of what this sermon is going to be. It's 35 minutes long. It's going to play today through Thursday. Once again, if you want a copy of this, please write to me. I'll mail it to you free of charge. Just get in touch with me. Let me know that you'd like a copy of it, and I'll send it to you. Once again, Paul@WMIEFM.com. Here's part one now of Woe to You Teachers.
Before we get started, too, let me ask, including school teachers, Sunday school teachers, Bible teachers, how many teachers are here in the house today? Wow. I would ask you one other thing, too, that when you leave and someone asks you what the pastor preached about today, I would hope that you wouldn't say, he picked on teachers. But I hope that you would say, I preached the word of God. That's my only ask and only thing I would ask you prior to getting started. Now we're starting chapter 3 in the book of James here this morning. Spending the last month in this book intently, man, oh man, let me say that James pulls no punches. Neither is he today going to pull any punches. Right off the bat, James chapter 3, verse 1 is our launching point here today. The subject heading for chapter 3 is the untamable tongue. Though it'll be next week before we get to the evils of the tongue. That sermon for next week I've entitled, You Will Know Them by Their Speech. Now on to James chapter 3. And the first and the only verse we're going to look at here this morning. Chapter 3, verse 1. Let me read it to you out of my New King James. It says, My brothers, let not many become teachers, knowing that we shall receive greater judgment. Understand here, the King James has master. The word master here, the Greek word didaskalos, means teacher. And it meant teacher back then as well. They were called master, but it means teacher. He's talking to teachers here. Interesting and very telling verse. Two main points here. Number one, this is a warning to be hesitant about becoming a teacher, because you're not going to be treated like everyone else. You're going to be treated different by God. You're going to be treated different by God if you choose to be a teacher. And number two, the fact that there will be different degrees of judgment on Judgment Day. Again, there's going to be different degrees of judgment on Judgment Day. Now let's start with point number two first. There are different degrees of judgment and different degrees of punishment at the end of the age. Did you know that? I want to turn to Luke chapter 12. But I'll tell you what, let's turn to this last verse the Lord just gave me this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And let's start there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Okay, here we go. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that, what does it say next? Everyone? Everyone. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that everyone may receive the things done in their body according to that he hath, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Next place I want to turn to, Luke chapter 12. Again, I'm proving the point to you that there's different degrees of judgment and rewards on Judgment Day and Reward Day, for that matter. Keep in mind this verse here, this is written for believers, I just read to you. It's funny too what he says after he says that. The next words, it says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That is, oh, if you knew what I knew, you'd be careful with what you do. And what's going to be required of you? We must all appear like a summons. We're all summoned to appear before the judgment seat of Almighty God the Son, Jesus Christ. Every one of us, we're all going to stand there. Now, this is not based on or for salvation. You already have your salvation. But this is to receive the things done in their body, whether good or bad. Okay, Luke chapter 12, verse 42. The Lord says, who then is a faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, will find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant should say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. Ah, slacker alert, warning, tension, all slackers. Jesus is talking to you. If that servant says in his heart, my Lord's delaying is coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day he's not looking for him, and at an hour that he's not aware, and he will cut him in sunder, or that is, cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, notice the distinction now between the two. That servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, that servant shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and committed things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomever much is given, of him much shall be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. That's Luke chapter 12, 42 through 48. Whether or not that's believers or unbelievers. For unbelievers too, there's going to be a degree, the judgment's not the same for everyone. Or how about this one? John chapter 19, verse 11. Pontius Pilate speaking. Knowest thou not I've got power to crucify you? And I've got power to release you? Jesus said, you could have no power at all against me, except it was given to you from above. But he that delivered me to you will have, has the greater sin. Maybe you'd say, sin is sin. That's not the way he looks at it. Might be sin is sin to convict us all. James said, whoever is guilty of one thing is guilty of all. But apparently here at this time, on judgment day and reward day, it's going to be different. Now Jesus said, someone has a greater sin. Those who know better, there will be different degrees of punishment. As James called it, a greater judgment in chapter 3, verse 1. And that's really being nice. The King James calls it a greater condemnation. And again, I hate to say it, but that's not right. Because that contradicts Romans 8, 1 that says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You and I cannot be condemned. Because someone was condemned in our place. His name was Jesus. The word means judged or judgment is what it means here. Well, where he says, let not many become teachers, knowing we will receive a greater judgment. Not condemnation. We cannot be condemned. Everyone that's received Jesus Christ, we cannot be condemned. Period. End of sentence. Okay, let me move on here. Now, for the first part of this verse, my brethren, let not many become teachers. Why does James say this? Simple. Because teachers are held to a higher standard. And not just Bible teachers. This goes just as much for school teachers as well. Let's start with Bible teachers. Look at what the Lord Jesus said to the pastor of the church at Sardis regarding a woman that was teaching there. Perhaps it was his wife, some people think. Revelation chapter 2, verse 19, it says, I know your works. This is Jesus speaking. I know your works, your love, your faith, your servants, and your endurance or patience. And your last works are greater than your first. I'm in Revelation 2:20. But I've got this against you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.